Washington, 1 year after the Department of Government Efficiency began its campaign to shrink the federal government, the results present a paradox. The largest peacetime workforce reduction in recorded U.S. history, paired with federal spending that continued to climb, cut a net 242,000 federal positions between January and December 2025, a reduction exceeding 10% of the civilian workforce, according to the Institute. The pace had not been seen since the military demobilizations following World War II and the Korean War. Yet federal outlays through the first 11 months of calendar year 2025 reached $7.6 trillion, roughly $248 billion higher than the same period in 2024. The disconnect is structural, not incidental. Federal payroll accounts for approximately 10% of total spending. The remaining 90%, dominated by Social Security, GUA, and interest on the national debt, runs on autopilot under mandatory spending laws that no executive action can alter. That arithmetic defined as ceiling from the start. What it accomplished within those constraints is a matter of fierce debate. The record? A historic downsizing. The raw numbers are striking by any historical measure. The federal workforce fell from 3.015 million employees in January 2025 to 2.744 million by November, according to Yahoo Finance, citing Hamilton Project data. Gross separations reached 271,000 over that period, with a net reduction of 242,000 after accounting for new hires. Approximately 154,000 employees accepted a deferred resignation offer, according to the Office of Personnel Management. Nearly 60% of the total decline occurred in October, driven by a one-time civil service buyout. The reduction brought federal employment to levels not seen since late 2014, effectively reversing a decade of workforce growth in under 10 months. Alex Ng, an analyst at the Institute, a public policy research organization that describes its mission as promoting individual liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace, characterized it as the largest peacetime workforce cut on record. The Department of Defense absorbed the largest raw number of reductions at 61,600 civilian positions, roughly 8% of its workforce. The IRES lost approximately 25% of its staff, prompting the agency's inspector general to warn of likely disruptions to the 2026 tax filing season. The Department of Health and Human Services shrank from 82,000 to 62,000 full-time employees and closed half of its regional offices. The Social Security Administration planned a 12% staffing reduction and listed 47 field offices for closure, according to the institution, was effectively dismantled. Initially led by claimed $214 billion in slashed federal spending as of October 2025, according to the Washington Times. Departed after 130 days in May 2025, and the operation continued as a scaled-down, decentralized effort. It never approached the initial $2 trillion spending elimination goal. Analysts across the political spectrum found the claimed savings significantly overstated. Why spending kept rising? The fiscal year 2025 budget tells the story of a structural mismatch. Total federal spending exceeded $7 trillion, a $301 billion increase over fiscal year 2024, according to Reason. The budget deficit reached $1.8 trillion, with contributing an estimated $8 billion in deficit reduction. Eric saw, writing for Reason, a media organization dedicated to free minds and free markets, laid out the arithmetic. Mandatory entitlement programs increased by $245 billion. Interest on the national debt rose $80 billion. Pentagon spending grew by $38 billion. Veterans Affairs spending increased $41 billion. A 10% workforce cut, by the Institute's estimate, saves roughly $40 billion annually, a figure that is significant in isolation but modest against a $1.8 trillion deficit. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, a nonpartisan organization that describes itself as committed to educating the public on issues with significant fiscal policy impact, estimated that fiscal year 2026 discretionary appropriations total $1.653 trillion annualized, roughly $10 billion above fiscal year 2025 levels. Even with enabled workforce savings, mandatory spending growth far outpaced any discretionary reductions. Federal spending through November 2025 tracked closely with Congressional Budget Office projections, suggesting had no measurable impact on aggregate outlays. Tax collections did increase by $308 billion, nearly offsetting the spending growth, but those gains stemmed from economic activity rather than driven policy. The human toll, 350,000 displaced workers. More than 350,000 workers left the federal payroll during 2025, according to CNN. Many entered what the outplacement industry described as a brutally competitive job market. Employers announced only 507,647 planned hires in 2025, the lowest figure since 2010, and a 34% decline from 2024, according to IAEA Gray & Christmas, a global outplacement and career transition firm. Related actions were the leading reason for job cut announcements in 2025, accounting for 293,753 planned layoffs, with an additional 20,976 attributed to downstream impacts on contractors and nonprofits, according to the report. The government sector saw a 703% surge in job cuts compared to 2024. The geographic concentration of losses created regional economic stress. Virginia alone lost 23,900 federal jobs, wiping out 6 years of federal employment gains in 11 months, according to VPM, the Virginia public media outlet, citing Bureau of Labor Statistics data. University economists warned that the state was on the cusp of recession as of January 2026. CNN documented individual cases of former workers accumulating tens of thousands of dollars in hospital costs after losing health coverage, relying on food stamps, seeking state utility assistance, and falling behind on mortgage payments. Highly specialized federal employees reported applying to dozens of positions without success months after separation, according to CENBC. Some displaced workers found new roles through emerging placement programs. A nonprofit platform connected nearly 200 former federal workers with local government jobs, with 40% placed in human resources or operational roles, and 14% in public health or human services positions, according to Smart Cities Dive. The scale of displacement, however, far outpaced available support, service disruptions, and contested costs. The workforce reductions produced measurable disruptions across multiple federal agencies. The Social Security Administration's website crashed 4 times in 10 days in March, locking millions of users out of their accounts, according to the institution. Research from the National Bureau of Economic Research found that ESS-ESSAI office closures lead to a 13% drop in disability benefit recipients in affected areas. The National Institutes of Health absorbed $4 billion in funding cuts. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, an organization that describes itself as dedicated to protecting the right of citizens to be informed about the activities of government officials, estimated those cuts alone would eliminate $10 billion in economic activity. University of Maryland and University of Pennsylvania researchers estimated that health research cuts would cause $16 billion in annual economic losses and 68,000 jobs lost, according to CBS News. The Partnership for Public Service estimated that actions cost taxpayers $135 billion when accounting for paid leave for tens of thousands of employees, rehiring mistakenly terminated workers, lost productivity, and related disruptions. That estimate did not include the cost of defending multiple lawsuits or lost IRS tax collections from the agency's reduced enforcement capacity. Supporters counter that the cuts eliminated genuine waste, broke an entrenched culture of bureaucratic self-preservation, and created accountability mechanisms that did not previously exist. The Washington Times reported that inspired similar efficiency efforts in more than 24 states, suggesting the initiative's cultural impact may outlast its direct fiscal results. The entitlement wall. The fundamental questions first year exposed is not whether the federal workforce can be cut. It clearly can. The question is whether the political system will confront the mandatory spending programs that constitute roughly 2/3 of the federal budget. Social Security, SHE, and combined for a $245 billion spending increase in fiscal year 2025 alone. Interest on the national debt added another $80 billion. These programs operate under permanent statutory authority. No executive order, no efficiency initiative, and no workforce reduction can alter their trajectory. Only Congress holds that power. The Institute's assessment was direct. The only path to closing the deficit runs through Social Security, GE, and defense spending. Reason reached the same conclusion, noting that cutting silly government contracts and foreign aid won't make a dent in the deficit. President Trump pledged during his campaign not to cut Social Security or. The administration has characterized entitlement reform as a policy decision that belongs to voters and Congress. Congress, for its part, possesses all the necessary authority, but faces enormous electoral risk in reforming programs that serve tens of millions of Americans. Some agencies have already begun rehiring workers and increasing spending after the initial push subsided, according to Time. The fiscal year 2026 budget proposes further cuts, but faces congressional resistance. Whether the 2026 midterm elections create political space for structural fiscal reform or punish the disruptions of the past year remains an open question. Demonstrated that the federal workforce is not untouchable. What it could not demonstrate is that touching it is sufficient. Kim's perspective. Give credit where it is due. A 10% reduction in the federal workforce in under a year is something that official Washington said was impossible, proved it was not. That is a real accomplishment, and the people who did it deserve to hear that clearly. But here is the honest math that nobody in Washington wants to say out loud. You cannot get to fiscal sanity by cutting the 10% of the budget that pays federal salaries while ignoring the 70% that runs on autopilot. Social Security and interest on the debt are the spending that is burying this country, and not a single executive order can touch them. Only Congress can. The next chapter of government reform has to be about entitlements. That is where the real money is, and that is the conversation our leaders owe us.